在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
They're likely to grow by an average of 3.4% in 2009, a steep drop from last year's growth of 6.3%. The Asian Development Bank on Tuesday issued a revised outlook for the region. Just a few months ago, it predicted average growth of more than 5%. Zhanghua Li is ADB's acting chief economist. He says this year the region's economies will grow at the most sluggish pace since the Asian financial crisis a decade ago. But, he says, now developing Asia is in a much better position to cope with tough times. Li says large foreign currency reserves and steadily declining inflation rates help the region be more resilient. But, he says, Asia's current account surpluses have contributed to the world's economic woes.
So it's the Asia's excess saving and the current account surpluses, in a way, allowed to the United States to maintain excessive household consumption and huge current account deficits.
Li says Asia should use its own savings more efficiently and productively, rather than sending the surplus to U.S. markets. The large foreign currency reserves provide Asian governments with funds to boost their flagging economies. Government stimulus measures are expected to help China's economy grow by 7% this year, although that is well below the 10% growth seen in recent years. India's economy is expected to grow at 5% in 2009, also well down from the past few years. The ADB, a non-profit development lender, says Hong Kong, South Korea, and Taiwan are likely to contract this year as demand for exports dwindles. Southeast Asia is expected to grow by less than 1% in 2009. The drop in exports particularly will hurt Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand. Central Asia may grow by about 4% in 2009 as oil prices remain more than 60% below last year's peak. Li says it is important for Asian countries to strengthen and increase domestic demand in response to weakening external demand.
This is not really only for the short-term measures to help the Asian countries coming out of this current economic slowdown, but also it helps the Asian countries build up its own strengths to make them the more resilient to the large external shocks.
Li says the short-term outlook is bleak as severe recession in industrial economies hurts developing nations. But if the global economy recovers slightly next year, developing Asia should see average growth of 6% in 2010. Kari Jensen, VOA News, Hong Kong.